takeover. Takeover. It's the takeover. It's the takeover. It's CowboyJoeRadio.com. It's the best 2 hours of your week. I am the Lump. Thank you so much for kicking it with me on Wednesday night. Make sure you like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Send me an email. info@cowboyjoeradio.com. Yet again, we deliver on Wednesday nights. Tonight, a huge show. Yes, tonight we have two of the biggest independent artists on the planet right now. Sabrina Fowler. We're done with her. And then, coming up in the second hour, Steve and Diane Moore. They are the couple that make up the Cranberry Merchants. They are nominated for 3 Independent Singer-Songwriter Awards. We'll talk about that. They just released their brand new music video for the instrumental song Going Nowhere. Last time we talked to them, they were in the middle of filming the video. So we're going to tell you all about that. So much fun. Grab a cold one. Fire it up because you do not want to miss any of tonight's show. Also, okay, we're going to hit you with one more new song before we get Steve and Diane on the phone from the Cranberry Merchants. Steve loves Led Zeppelin. We might throw some Led Zeppelin trivia at him. Diane, she is like a complete rock star with Duran Duran lyrics. We're going to put her to the test. We're going to play 2 songs from the Cranberry Merchants. We're going to talk all about their brand new music video they just released for their instrumental track called Going Nowhere, and a whole shitload of fun. You do not want to go anywhere. Steve and Diane from the Cranberry Merchants are coming up next. But first, we have Marquise Drum. It's the takeover. It's the takeover. What a show we've had tonight, and it just keeps getting bigger and better. Hailing from Georgia, emerging independent artists, the Cranberry Merchants, they've taken the internet by storm this past year with their release of their debut EP, In the Blood. They're nominated for 3 upcoming International Singer-Songwriter Association Awards. They've just released their 3rd video for the instrumental song Going Nowhere, and we're excited. We have Steve and Diane Moore from the Cranberry Merchants on the phone with us, and thanks, guys, so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Now, last time we had you on Wake Up with Lump and the CEO, you were right in the middle of shooting the video for Going Nowhere, 4,094 miles traveled. I mean, can you believe it? What a trip. And what was the purpose of the trip?
Well, I mean, for one, we usually take our vacation around that time of year anyway. But knowing that we were going to be putting out this video, we thought, well, we're going to pull out all the stops this time. I mean, we just decided to, go big with it.
Now, the video, it's unique because you do it's an instrumental track, Going Nowhere. I mean, but it fits, though, because you're going on a road trip. The song, though, Diane, the drums, is it a mix of actual drums and drum tracking?
Yeah, it's just kind of meant to really the guitar riff is what drives it along and the bass too, really. But yeah, it's just kind of a combination to add some accents and texture to it.
You guys start the video from your house. You finish at your house. What was the highlight? What was the coolest spot you saw?
I'd probably have to say White Sands in New Mexico. That was probably my personal favorite.
Now, Steve, you were in front of Elvis. You're laying on the bed. You're pumping gas with your Piggly Wiggly shirt on.
We're waiting for someone to notice that.
My question, I mean, do we not even care about copyright laws? Does nobody care? Because, I mean, you watch like MTV, they block out the Pepsi can. Is it fine for you to wear the Piggly Wiggly shirt? I mean, or it doesn't matter because it's a free thing? Or how does that work?
Nobody said anything to me yet, so I guess we'll see what happens.
We don't care.
We haven't gotten any cease and desist orders, so I guess we're doing okay.
We'll keep it rolling. You're playing guitar at the Montoya Ghost Town.
Yes.
Where is this, or what is this, or how did you guys find it?
It's actually a place that we had found several years ago. We had taken, it was during another trip to New Mexico, and there on I-40, where it kind of parallels the old Route 66, a little bit west of Tucumcari, New Mexico. And what caught my eye for the sign to begin with is the name Montoya. That is actually my maiden name. So we always joked that, it's my town. And we stopped there, and, you know, all that's there is a bunch of rubble and an exit sign. I mean, there's really nothing else. So yeah, I started doing a little bit of research, and it's like, you know, what in the world is this place? It's hard to find anything online, but, you know, we found out that it was just a ghost town. One of my hobbies is doing genealogy research. So in doing some family history, I came to find out that one of my ancestors actually had that land grant, and the town was named for him.
Wow. You better go back and say, I'm homesteading here. This is my land. I'm taking it back. Now, was it in New Mexico, or where was it at?
Yeah, it is in New Mexico.
Now, the Lego figures are classic. I mean, that's a highlight. What a shot. I mean, it's perfect. Steve and Diane, did you guys find those? Did somebody send those to you? Where'd you get that?
We made them.
Yeah, we kind of pieced them together from odd pieces to kind of make them look like us.
Oh, it's classic. It's completely perfect. Now, how many days? I mean, 4,094 miles. How many days were you on the road?
Well, I would say as far as actual drive time, probably almost a solid week that we were actually driving one place or another.
I mean, we were away from home for just over 2 weeks because we stopped, you know, to see people in Santa Fe. But yeah, as far as the drive goes, we're probably on the road about a week or so.
Yeah, and then going to Savannah was a separate little side trip.
Now, who drove more?
I drive all the time. I have no idea why. I just do.
And it leaves me free to, you know, run the camera.
Yeah.
Now, when you're at the Four Corners, the four corners of the states there, and you go around in the circle, you see the boots, and then you see you two standing there. Now, Steve, do you have shoes on in that shot?
I do. I actually do. I think I have my tennis shoes on.
So they're just white tennis shoes. It looks like you had the boots on, you took them off, and you had your white socks on.
Those are actually me in the boots.
Well, that's what I thought when we talked to you guys. Before, you'd said that you were the boots, but so I was like, well, wow, okay, well, I got to ask him this. So Diane is the star of the show with the boots. Was this, Diane, the easiest video or the hardest? Because you had to have a ton of footage. You've edited all the other videos.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it was necessarily harder or easier, but it was definitely different because we're, you know, having to collect 100% of our own footage this time, but it's very different editing a video that has no lyrics to it. You know, so you have to kind of be able to tell the whole story just, you know, with the visual, you know, and we had a ton of footage. I think we ended up with over 1,500 clips. I probably could have made 10 videos for going nowhere.
Yeah, well, and you got to pace it. You kind of have to make it work with the song.
Exactly.
Well, and she also had to think about, I mean, it is originally a vocal track, so there are lyrics to it, and she had to keep that in mind too while she was pacing things out.
There's a lot of food in the food shots. What was your favorite meal along the way?
Lucky's in Texas.
Which shot was that?
That was the one where you see Diane holding the sandwich out to the camera.
Yeah, big barbecue sandwich.
The big barbecue sandwich. So Going Nowhere did have lyrics at one time.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, it did. And really, I mean, the message is pretty much the same. When we originally recorded that, we had a different singer and we weren't real satisfied with the way the vocals came out. But the more we kind of listened to it as an instrumental, it's like this really kind of works. And, you know, we thought it would be fun to try and, you know, tell the story without lyrics.
Yeah, the vocal will come out someday. Just we thought it stood up by itself. So.
Yeah, it works. I mean, you wouldn't know the difference or not. So we're talking with Steve and Diane from the Cranberry Merchants. Go and check out their brand new video. It's called Going Nowhere. Go to their website, cranberrymerchants.com. Go to their Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page. Go to YouTube and just type in Going Nowhere Cranberry Merchants. Now, you guys have done a million interviews. I just listened to the Paige Roberts interview.
Yeah.
I have to say, I don't even know if the lady even looked you guys up before she interviewed you. I mean, what have you encountered in some of these interviews?
Everybody's pretty nice. There are some people, well, I'll just say to be general about it, some people do more homework than others do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always offer the notes, you know, to kind of get people in the ballpark. Some people take them, some people don't. I guess some just pay attention to the more generic stuff, and others pick up details like you and with the Piggly Wiggly shirt.
It was funny, the scene with Shelley. I don't know where she was, but after every question, she says, "Fantastic."
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very enthusiastic.
Well, that's fantastic.
Great.
That's fantastic.
She's great.
Oh, I was just rolling on the ground laughing.
And we love the way the band name sounds in a Scottish accent. It's awesome.
Now we put Diane to the test on Wake Up with Lump and the CEO. So now we're going to put Steve to the test with a little Led Zeppelin trivia. You ready, Steve?
You already put me to the test.
Well, we gave you a little bit, but not.
You gave me the hard questions. Diane got the easy ones with Duran Duran. All right, go, let's go. Let's do this.
Okay. We got a couple questions, a couple lyrics. Let's see how Steve does. Here, well, we'll start you with an easy one. What year was Led Zeppelin formed?
Okay,
1971. Well, ours says 1968, but we'll see there. How many Zeppelin albums reached the top 10 Billboard album charts in the United States?
I want to say 8, but I'm not sure.
Ooh, it's 9.
Dang it.
That was close. All right, here are some lyrics now. We'll see if you can name the track that these lyrics come from. Here we go. Falls hard, and don't you know, the winds of Thor are blowing cold.
No quarter.
No quarter. Man, look at that. In which song would you find the lyrics, "How come 24 hours, baby, sometimes seems to slip into days"?
Is that T for One?
T for One. Holy cow. Look at Steve go. He's 2 for 2. Here we go. We got one more for you. Seems so long since we walked into the in the moonlight, making vows that just can't work right.
Well, that's easy. It's rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Holy cow. I think this last one might be too easy. Okay, we got one more. I don't care what the neighbors say. I'm going to love you each and every day.
Good times, bad times?
Good times, bad times. He's 4 for 4. Going Nowhere. Let's play a song. We'll come back. We'll have more fun with Steve and Diane from the Cranberry Merchants. They're on The Takeover. It's right here only on CowboyJoeRadio.com.
Woohoo!
It's The Takeover. It's only right here on CowboyJoeRadio.com. We're commercial-free. We're uncensored. We've been new for almost 4 years straight, same time, Wednesday night, 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And tonight, we've had just a huge show. One of the hottest independent artists out there right now, they are the Cranberry Merchants. They're a couple from Georgia whose first EP, In the Blood, is in regular rotation right here on Cowboy Joe Radio. And they've just released their third video off the EP for the instrumental song Going Nowhere. We're honored. We have Steve and Diane from the Cranberry Merchants on the phone with us. Now, guys, in the last year, it's just amazing the kind of following that you guys have created through social media. You've charted every time you guys are played. The calendar keeps getting bigger. What's been the most enjoyable part of the last year for you guys?
Wow.
Well, I would say just, you know, in trying to do a lot of the networking, we have met so many other just incredibly talented bands.
Yeah.
That, you know, we've kind of forged friendships with, and, you know, just meeting a lot of the radio personalities that are playing with us and, you know, playing us and getting to to, you know our music more. So that I would say the networking has just been a blast.
Yeah, agreed.
Can you believe that your songs, I mean, you guys are in a bunch of top 10, top 20 charts right now.
Yeah, it almost seems kind of ridiculous because we keep asking people to vote for us like every turn. And it's like, okay, well, we're starting to kind of feel like pets, but could you just vote one more time?
Yeah, just keep voting. Well, and now they need to vote some more because you've been nominated for three categories in the upcoming International Singer-Songwriter Association Awards. It's one of the most prestigious achievements for an independent artist. You guys are up for three awards. Now, you have to get nominated for the finals, or how does this work?
Yeah, apparently, you know, the nominations, I believe, started like in February, I think, and those went for a couple months. We were kind of hopeful about, you know, maybe getting nominated for the music video, and then we were like floored when they told us we were nominated for three different things. Basically, for a month, the public gets to vote to get you put into the finals. And then at that point, it's our understanding that there are like music industry professionals that kind of choose the winners out of that.
I think we have a link on our page, though.
Yeah, go to their website, KarenBerryMerchants.com, or their Facebook page, and go and vote. You have until May 11th, I think, before the finals. So get the Cranberry Merchants nominated. Now, Steve, I saw on your trip for Going Nowhere, you gathered like 10 more T-shirts. What is your favorite T-shirt that you own?
Wow, he's got some real doozies.
Yeah. Well, I know my current favorite is probably I've gotten from Savannah. It has a picture of a voodoo doll on it. And it's like, you're messing with me? It's like, say hello to my little friend. It's like, oh, I love this. This T-shirt is totally me. I had to have that.
I saw a picture of you. You had a Cranberry Merchants T-shirt on.
Yes. In fact, also did in the In the Blood video.
Did you guys just make some, or they're not for sale, right? We can't buy one.
Hopefully in time. In fact, we were actually pricing getting some made here pretty soon. But that particular one that he was wearing has the Black Mariah on it. And yeah, we just had a couple made just to kind of see how they'd come out.
It's Avengers week. Everyone's going gaga over Avengers. Have you seen it? Do you care? What do you think?
I do care, and I have not seen it, so don't tell me what happens, but I still have a couple movies to catch up on before I get to it. You know how you have to see things in order before you go, so.
We won't spoil it for you.
Okay, cool.
Me and my daughter, we always fight over who the cat likes more. You guys have Smokey and Skittles. Who loves you guys more? Do they like Diane more? Do they like Steve more? What?
Well, Smokey is definitely a mama's boy. He's like a big burly cat and everybody thinks he's tough, but yeah, he's total mama's boy. Where Skittles tends to hang around Steve more. When he gets home from work, she's pretty much glued to him.
You each have one then. That's good.
Yeah.
You mentioned knowing other artists. I mean, are you friends with other artists? Do you communicate with other artists? Do they give ideas back and forth? Any of that go on?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit of that. I know we are, you know, bouncing back and forth with the Delirium Trees all the time. Madison Mueller.
DJ Crow.
Yeah, Alice Linsky. A bunch of people where we'll just, you've got to submit to this station. They're taking this kind of music. And, oh, you need to try and get an interview with this DJ. They're great. And, you know, that we
bounce a lot of referrals back and forth.
A lot of things like that. We, you know, like share each other on and all that. So actually, yeah, it's been wonderful how many people we've met like that.
Now, Steve, do you like vinyl? Were you into albums back in the day, or do you still have any today?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've got a bunch downstairs. Yes, sir.
You look like a vinyl guy.
I get that a lot.
Now, when you guys were on, we talked to Steve and Diane from the Cranberry Merchants. Go get their EP, In the Blood. It is out right now. Their brand new video for Going Nowhere is also out. Go to YouTube and watch it, like it, love it. We put Diane to the test with some Duran Duran lyrics, and she completely knocked it out of the park. So we're going to put her to the test one more time. Are you ready, Diane, to prove your worth as the greatest Duran Duran fan on the planet?
Let's do it.
We've got five lyrics for you here. We'll see if you can. Well, Steve just did the same with Led Zeppelin, but Duran Duran, I don't know. Maybe because I'm a Zeppelin fan, I have a shot, but Duran Duran, I have no shot at all. Here we go. Here's the first one. Feel the breeze deep on the inside, look you down into your well. I totally butchered that, but that's all right. Feel the breeze deep on the inside, look you down into your well.
Save a prayer.
Save a prayer. It doesn't even phase her. She gets it right. Man, here's another one. She's in demand at dinner time. She's on the factory wall. And when the gentlemen retire, guess who's in control?
Meet El Presidente.
Look at that. I've never even heard of that song before. Diane knocks it out of the park. Here we go. My clothes are dirty, but my mouth isn't dry.
Is there anyone out there?
Ooh, it's Sound of Thunder.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Off the same album, yeah.
See, close. How about Dancing in the Light of Your Second Sight?
It's familiar.
Dancing in the Light of Your Second Sight.
I'm drawing a blank.
It's I Don't Want Your Love.
Oh, okay.
All right, last one. See if she can redeem herself here. Fog in my mind, darkens in my eyes, silently screaming for a distant sound.
Night Boat.
Night Boat. Holy cow. I've never even heard of that song either. That is impressive. Look at these
Redemption
guys.
Redemption comes at a price.
Look at that. The ISSA award show, are you guys going?
Yes, we are.
Absolutely.
So there you go. You can go and meet Steve and Diane. Well, thanks, guys, so much for coming on the show again. I think you guys are about family now since this is the second time you've been on CowboyJoeRadio.com.
When are we going to have a Cowboy Joe Radio Awards?
And we love the Cranberry Merchants. Go and check out their EP, In the Blood. Let's play a song for them. Let's play In the Blood. Tell us, what is this song about?
Well, it's pretty much about just kind of holding to your own beliefs and your own morals in a world where everyone's trying to tell you what to think and what is the trendy thing to believe, and, you know, just trying to not give into it.
Does it put pressure on you guys for a follow-up? Or I mean, you guys have had to be thinking about what's next, or there's probably, I mean, you guys have been making music for 2.5 decades. You got plenty of tunes. What are we thinking, or what's going to happen down the road, or what are we planning?
Well, I'll be honest about it. We have some sheets of notes that we usually have by the computer for when we do interviews. We don't rely on them so much anymore because we already know what to answer, but one of the things on there was, so what's the future look like? It's like, what's the kind of thing we should say? And it was like during our second interview, and Diane had mentioned, like, we're hoping to have an album out by the end of the year. And I'm like, album? I'm thinking about a whole album. I thought another EP or something. Oh, my God. So, when she said that, I was like, okay, I guess we need to get on our game.
Exactly.
But I could see that. Yeah, I mean, we're looking to get back to recording this summer, and I hope that's very much the case. I'd like to see if we're going to have January 1st as our release date for things. I'd like to have a full-length release for people. I guess we'll see.
Well, you've done three things of the five songs on the EP, so you're either running out of songs on the EP.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, we have a lot of songs in various stages of production. So, you know, we need to just kind of decide which ones we want to, polish up and get out there. But, you know, we have some definite fresh ideas and a couple that are pretty original. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, can't wait. The Cranberry Merchants, go and like them, buy the EP, support independent music, and go and vote for them for the ISSA Awards. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having us.
It's the Cranberry Merchants. It's the Takeover. It's CowboyJoeRadio.com.